Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly. This afternoon, we have a wonderful lady with us. She's a returning guest on our show. And today is the sixth part of her show, which is Conscious Talk Series, Part 6. Welcome back to the show, owner and psychotherapist from Denver, Colorado, Oakley Ogden. Welcome back, Oakley. Today is part 6 of Conscious Talk Series. How are you and how was your new year?
Oh, I'm great, Muriel. Thanks for having me back. My new year was perfect. Wasn't too loud, it wasn't too crazy, and just what I needed.
Well, you know what? That's what we like to hear, a good start to the new year. Today we're going to be talking about communication. So I want to start off by basically giving our listeners out there our phone number in the studio here in case you have any questions for Oakley. The studio number is 631-257-5704. And what we're going to talk about and concentrate on right now is communication. And I have to say, it doesn't matter who I'm speaking to, whether it's a psychologist, a psychotherapist, a psychiatrist, anybody begins with P-A-S-Y, they always say the same thing, is how important communication is. So you're going to be the first person to talk about it in 2017, Oakley.
I'm going to be the first person to communicate about communication.
There you go.
Yeah, I am. Here I am. I'm the reminder for all of us. Around the absolute critical nature of importance of communication and importance of communication. Our relationships hinge on how we communicate, number one. And the thing is, Muriel, is that we're in a world where there are relationships everywhere. I think when people say relationship, like, oh, it's about your relationships, people think about their significant others, their kids, their bosses. They think about, like, human relationships, and really just they think about, like, the core relationships, the most prevalent ones in their lives. But when I say relationships, I mean we're in a relational universe. We are constantly relating to ourselves. We're constantly relating to others, situations, objects. Everything is in relationship with each other at all times. We can't escape it. And so when I talk about the importance of communication, I'm also talking about the importance of communicating with ourselves, being honest with ourselves, being authentic with ourselves, transparent with ourselves. Number one, looking back 2016, what did I do great? What could I improve on? You know, if you haven't really already done that, like, I don't know, we're already into 2016-17, but you know, it's a really important thing to do. I sat down a couple hours with my little journal and my laptop, and I looked at all the choices that I made. What did I create? What went well? What didn't go well? What could I have been more honest with myself about in retrospect, right? And I take those lessons, and then I move forward. So it's really important on a macro scale, communication, obviously, but let's move into our favorite part of communication, and that is with other people, relationships. You know, when I was being groomed as a therapist and kind of groomed in my spiritual practice by my spiritual teacher, I would hear in both domains, in the spiritual world, in the psychology world, and certainly I was a big athlete on the athletic field. I mean, it was everywhere. Communication is what makes or breaks a relationship. Communication is what makes or breaks a relationship. If we're communicating with our partner and owning our 50% of that relationship, with integrity, we're being honest, we're doing the best we can. But when we don't communicate, things can fall apart. And I think so many of us, and I see this all the time, I think it's kind of like one of the most prevalent things in our society that we actually don't talk about, is the fear of communicating what's true for us with another person. And I watch people say, well, you know, in the office, right, in the therapy office, which I'm standing in right now doing this interview, they say to me, well, yeah, I mean, this is how I really feel, and this is what is going on. And I have all these young adults, right, with so much wisdom, and they're just being so honest with themselves, and they're sharing. And I say, well, you gotta communicate that with your partner, or you gotta let your mom know that. Oh, no, I couldn't do that. Well, why? Oh, because they're going to get mad. Okay. So guess whose responsibility the person who you're talking to, their reaction, guess whose responsibility their reaction is? It's theirs. It's not yours. Right? So, okay, so they get mad. People can get mad. That's okay. Share anyway. Right? You know, so I'm pointing to the fear that I think a lot of us have. I certainly know it in myself, of communicating the truth and communicating right through a place that's responsible, right? And from the heart, not reactive and blaming. You know, if we're criticizing, condemning, or blaming, don't open your mouth. Go take a minute. You know, check yourself before you really wreck the relationship, right?
Absolutely. And it's so true, because and I'm going to take a few steps backwards, because I love everything that you've been saying, but I'm going to go back a few steps to what you said at the very beginning, as soon as you started, about communication. And you said that we are in a relationship with the universe. And as soon as you said that, I was like just completely struck and overwhelmed, because I thought to myself about the amounts of times that I've had to, you know, maybe just go into the city or go and do something, but how a total stranger, somebody I've never seen before, somebody I've probably never seen again, maybe, how they have maybe interacted with me, and how that has basically then set up the rest of my day. If I'm going and waiting for the train, and I go and get a little cup of tea from the guy that's there, you know, I've had occasions where I go there and they know, okay, I'm going to have a cup of tea with milk, no sugar. That's how I do it. But sometimes you get somebody else there and, you know, you say to them, no sugar, please. And when somebody gives you a look like, oh, you just made it so difficult for me. Little ways that other people communicate with you basically sets a precedence for the rest of the day. And I was just like, wow, this is exactly what Oakley just said. We are communicating with the entire universe.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing it all the time. And we're not doing it only when we come out of our houses and we feel good and we're smiling at each other. We're doing it all the time. 24/7, we are communicating something to the universe. And the universe is communicating something to us. We are in relationship with all that is.
Right. And so having you just saying that is also something that I've noticed a couple of times whereby, and I found this, where you are actually sometimes when you're not communicating with somebody, as in if someone's saying something and you're humming and ha-ing them and you're like, and you have your phone in front of you or some other gadget in front of you, that lack of communication is yet again communicating that you're not paying notice or interest.
Exactly. Exactly. I think people think that when communication means what I say, like when mm-hmm. I open my mouth and I use words and I'm speaking to somebody else, that's communication. Communication is also everything you don't say. Communication is also every gesture. You know, and exactly, I love that to remind us. I mean, if I had my phone in my hand and I was looking at text message coming in when I had a client in front of me, what would that communicate to the client? I mean, that just the idea, I think putting it in that kind of context, it's almost like insane, right? Like, I would never do that. That's crazy. So why would I ever do that with someone I'm having dinner with.
Right.
Right? Like, what's the difference? Like, I'm giving this person in front of me my full attention, the person who's in my office, the person who I'm at the dinner with. And I think Simon Sinek just came out with this great little video, right, one of his interviews that's going around viral right now, Why Millennials Are So Hard to Work With, that one, if you haven't heard it. And it's fantastic. It's a fantastic psychological analysis of, like, what is going on in the workplace and why we're kind of, like, getting into these rumbles, you know, generationally speaking. And so, you know, and he talks about the cell phone, like how we've buried ourselves. And I won't go too far into the tangent. I think we've made our point. But we kind of have all of these ways to avoid human contact. You know what I mean? And being on our phones and doing all that, it is communicating. Hey, you're not really important. I don't really have time for you. If something better comes along, I'm going to pay attention to it and not you. What would it be like to just put the phone, like, down and really be with a person? Like, you know, like in the old days, like we, you know, I remember those days, right? In the old days when there were no cell phones.
Yeah, exactly. In the days when, you know, your phone was, you know, basically you didn't get text messages even just that. Get rid of text messages. Yep. And the phone was just a phone. And it was like, and I still remember, like, growing up back in England, it was like, God forbid you ever phoned anybody up, like, after 9:30. It was like, you're going to be dead or dying. You know?
That's it. But, that's so it. And, you know, I think, too, with, you know, the way that with text messaging, you know, I think now we have a whole, you know, kind of like hierarchical, I can't say that word today, way of like what kind of communication, right? Like if I send the person an email, that means one thing. If I text them, that's another thing. If I call, that's a totally different thing, right? Like people are breaking up with each other through text. Like to me, that's a kind of world that that's not really good enough.
Right, I'll just say I agree.
That. Like it's just not good enough. You know, like you have to. It's really important that we learn to be in communication with each other, and we learn about each other because through that contact, through being in relationship with another person, we learn about ourselves. You know, like oh wow, I said that, and their face went black, and they looked hurt. Okay, that's feedback, right? Like that's like I had the power to impact someone in a really intense way. Okay, I have to take more responsibility for the way I say things, you know, or you know that kind of stuff. It's really important, and you get to bypass all of that stuff through.
Yes.
Hey, I don't, you know, it's over. Text send. Like, ooh, you know.
And now we have emojis to show what my smiley face looks like or my tears coming down my eyes, my cheeks.
Exactly, exactly.
So, we're going to have to take a very quick commercial break here, ladies and gentlemen. But just to remind you, if you have any questions for Oakley, please give us a call here at the studio. The number is 631-257-5704. And again, this is part 6 of our Conscious Talk series, and we're talking about communications. Stay with us. We'll be back shortly.
Many of us want to find a way to help others, a way to give a little back out of the much that we've been blessed with. St. Joseph Catholic Church sends many needy students home for the weekend with food that they might not have been able to eat without the church's help. Their Backpack Buddies program feeds these children at a cost of about $1,000 every week. Give these children something on their plates and give their parents the peace of mind of not having to worry about their children going hungry. Go to stjosephjasper.com. Or visit their Facebook and Twitter at St. Joe Jasper. Contact Mike directly at mike@stjosephjasper.com or call 812-482-1805. St. Joseph Catholic Church, food for every child.
Interactive Solutions Group has been in business for over 23 years. One company, three divisions, who can deliver solutions to your business needs. ESG asks, what is your product slogan? ESG is a compliance company providing quality assurance, monitoring for television and media clients, as well as developing and executing creative engagement strategies for media companies and clients and brands. Go to interactivesolutions.com or call 818-526-0600. Interactivesolutions.com or 818-526-0600.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this afternoon we have a wonderful lady with us. She is the owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC from Denver, Colorado. Welcome back to the show, Oakley Ogden. Yay. Welcome back, and I believe we actually have a caller waiting for us. Hello there, caller. What's your name and what's your question for Oakley?
Hello, my name is Steven. I'm from Paterson, New Jersey. And my question is, I've been having a weird feeling lately, and I really can't explain it. There are moments when I want to cry for no reason. I also have no one to talk to. Each day gets worse and worse. Do you have any advice that you can give me on how to cope with these feelings? Hello?
Steven, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sorry about that. Little technical snafu. Did these feelings just come out of nowhere, or did something happen?
They really just came out of nowhere.
And how long have they been going on for?
I want to say almost a month now.
A month now? And sometimes you just feel like crying. How old are you?
I'm 27.
And how's your life going? What's going on in your life? You happy?
My life is going good. I had lost my job not too long ago, and I guess that really set a tone for the worst.
Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
I mean, things are going all right. I mean, I had lost my job not too long ago, and I guess that could have been it. It really made just things a little bit harder. The bills that have to be paid, kids have to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So maybe there's a little bit more stress, huh?
It could be. It's just I never felt this way, and I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, totally. So let's just dig a little bit more, and then I'll give you some tools. Does that sound good?
That sounds fun.
Okay, cool. So do you find yourself telling yourself, like, any stories when you're upset? You hear any tapes playing in your head, like, oh, my God, what does it all mean? I don't know, whatever it is for you. Do you hear anything like that?
Not really, but I have noticed I've been retreating into just listening to music lately. Just because I just feel like I just want to be alone.
Yeah, so alone time. But you said you have kids? Do you have a wife
Yes.
or a partner, or are you parenting single? What's up?
Yes, and I have a domestic partner, me and my girlfriend. We're not married yet, but we do live together, and I have a small child.
Okay, awesome. Well, at 27, it can be a time where there's kind of some, I want to keep it really grounded for you here. It can just be a transitional time, 27, 28, that a lot of people actually can talk about. And it's a time where you're kind of coming out of the cycle of your 20s. And it is an important time to maybe reflect on what you want with your life, where you're going, what you want the next chapter to be like. So if you're not used to taking a little bit of time to just think about what's important to you and what your goals and kind of your values are and stuff like that, you know, take that time. Take that time, Stephen. There's nothing wrong with the way that you're feeling. I want you to know that. I know it's like a panic, right? Like I just cry out of nowhere and I don't know what's going on. You know, let's not add the story that there's something wrong with you, okay? Let's just say, like, okay, cool. Like, something's coming up, and it's okay, and it's giving me information, and so I am going to take a little bit of time with myself. And maybe you need to be a little bit more vulnerable and have that space. get connected with your partner when you can in a more vulnerable way. Spend time with your child in a more vulnerable way. And when those feelings come up, what the number one thing is, and this is for guys and girls and everyone in between, acknowledge what you're feeling. Because when we fight it and we freak out about it, it gets worse. You picking up what I'm putting down, Stephen?
Yes, that actually helps.
Okay, right on. So when you're feeling those feelings come up, right, and you're like, uh-oh, here comes another wave of sadness, just acknowledge to yourself, oh, in this moment, I feel sad. That's totally okay. And I'm going to take responsibility for it. Okay? And that's your tool.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You have been a great help. Thank you so much. I just feel like, you know, just knowing that this is something that everybody goes through and it's a normal process just makes it a lot better.
Right on, man. That's so true. You're not alone.
Thank you again. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Oakley. Well, it's crazy because I find that, you know, and I don't know if it's just me, but I find that now I'm fine because I have kids who drive me crazy and I love it. But I know what he was talking about because I feel like, and for me, I think I'm so affected by the weather. But I find that, like, in the past, you know, like, when it's like, you know, just randomly like December, January time, I've had times in the past where I felt like, I don't know, just lonely, even though I'm not lonely, but I've had that feeling. And I feel like sometimes we don't realize it, but things around us can affect us. And it could be even something as crazy as the weather, but yet again, communication comes back into it. Because I feel like if you're with people and you're just talking and just communicating in any way, I feel like it makes you forget really about how you're feeling negative or not 100%.
And I think it's really important too to even take a minute with people you love if it's reoccurring, you know, and say, like, hey, and I'll use myself as an example. You know, I go through different cycles and different bouts of, you know, emotional experience, and I'm always growing and breaking through and learning new things about myself. And, you know, a month ago, you know, it just kind of felt hard. Like, I felt like, oh, man, what is this thing, right? And I had two very close girlfriends. We're just, you know, playing a lot together, skiing. It's like such a great time to be in Colorado right now. I love it. And I just said to them, I said, yo, girls, just, you know, heads up. I'm okay, but, like, I feel really vulnerable. Like, I feel really, like, overly, I feel sensitive. Like, I just feel really sensitive, you know? And they were, like, noted. And you know what they said? They said, if there's any way that I can support you, will you let me know? And just that alone, Muriel, just that moment of connection, something in me just totally eased, and I just moved right through it. And
right. In
a day or two, I felt awesome again. You know,
wonderful.
Sometimes it's not even just like, it doesn't need to be a big deal. We just kind of need to name it and be witness, and that's really important too.
I agree. Speaking of which, we actually have another caller at the moment. Hi there, caller. Are you still there? And can you hear me? And what's your question for Oakley?
Hi, my name is James. And for Oakley, I have a question. And I've been working a lot lately, and I've been really stressed out lately. And I've been feeling drained. And what can I do to pass the fatigue? And could you give me some tips as well?
Yeah, so you said you were, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Okay. So if you're feeling really stressed, you've been really overworked, the sign of that is that you are moving from more ego and personality than soul and spirit. So the solution to that is that take some time for yourself, and I mean like 2 minutes, right? So like 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at night, just sit and do some nice deep breathing. There's a really deep, when we're really connected to ourselves in a really, in kind of an unshakable way, you notice when, like, spiritual teachers, they can go, 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 go. They never get tired. You always hear those stories, like, you know, like, my spiritual teacher sleeps for, like, 2 to 4 hours a night, maybe. You know, like, that kind of, those kinds of stories. It's because they're connected to Source in a very conscious way. So when we're getting super drained, it's because we're just constantly outside of ourselves. Constantly outside of ourselves and pushing and driving and making things happen. And it's so common. I think, like, people who are on Wall Street all the way to moms at home get the same kind of drained, right? And we all experience it. I did it to myself. I had, you know, I was jumping 3 continents in a month teaching workshops, and I had to take 2 years off because I got so sick. So I really am speaking from, like, my heart and very deep personal experience and what it's like to really burn yourself out. And number one, get reconnected to yourself. So deep breathing, just to, like, calm the nervous system. And if there's something you love doing that you haven't done in a while, like, I don't know, you love going for hikes or playing squash or listening to music or something like that, like, make a decision to engage yourself in that. Just start to rekindle that, like, inner connection. Do something that is just for you. And now we're bridging into, like, the self-care talk, right, which maybe can be next show's topic. But number one, you got to get reconnected to yourself, and that's going to be your journey. And meditation is an awesome way to start that, and it doesn't need to be daunting, and it doesn't need to be an hour a day. 2 minutes, 5 minutes of breathing and being with yourself. You'll notice a difference.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And work out. Get to the gym.
Okay. Yeah, that I definitely should.
It helps. Wonderful. It really does. Yep.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you, caller. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of our show right now. But for all our listeners out there, our wonderful guest this afternoon has been Oakley Ogden, and she is the owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC from Denver, Colorado. I'm going to give you Oakley's website, which is oakleyogden.com, and her email address is oakley@oakleyogden.com, and you can also give her a call at 720-663-9056. Today was the 6th part of the Conscious Talk series, and next week is going to be the 9th. So stay tuned, and we'll be back next week. Oakley, thank you so much for being with us, and I cannot wait to have a part 7 next week.
Thanks, Muriel. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her, just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.